LegalZoom.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this absolutely terrific Thursday, June 27th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck Kerr, Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just was on the phone with Diane over at the Ellison Place, laying out the stage. She heard me on the radio and she had some questions about how we're going to position the, they're kind of, well, how would you describe, slightly higher bar stools kind of thing, chairs for the two candidates to be sitting at. And then we have two tables with six chairs for the six county chairs that will be in attendance asking the questions. So we are laying that out. She's setting it up for 300 seats. We will have racks of chairs available on standby. So if we get an overflow, we'll just grab our own chairs and pack them in, and it is going to be what it is. So again, text me debate. I have that one stored in my debate folder. So as soon as I see your text message, I'll click on your text and it will auto send you the flyer back. Debate. Also, I want to give out Diane's phone number. I hope she doesn't mind. The Ellison Place is a phenomenal, phenomenal convention center. Kevin Johnson and the Johnson family paying tribute to their dad. Absolutely phenomenal facility. If you're going to have a wedding, if you're going to have a party, if you're going to have a concert, Ian Murphy, the Iron Pig, we had did the Ellison Place a couple years ago. I think now it was, what? No, it wasn't. Was it last year? Randy, think. No, I think it was 2 years ago. Anyway, phenomenal. Call Diane. Her phone number is 989-350-5641. If you want her textable, clickable, dialable link, just text me DI for die, and I'll text you back a link. All you got to do is click on it, and it will call her, put it in your phone, hit call, you're good to go. 989-350-5641. Now, I want to remind you guys, a lot of people called me yesterday, texted me. You guys are responding to helping out Mike Lindell of MyPillow in Minnesota. We got to clean out the old warehouse, get rid of all the inventory before the new warehouse, state-of-the-art warehouse. That I cannot wait to see those wind tunnels for those trucks. Man, this sounds so cool. Anyway, go to MyPillow.com. Buy anything you want. Put it in your cart. I recommend highly the new MyPillow 2.0, at least one set of the Giza Dream Sheets, and the towels. You got to get these towels. They're unbelievable. Wash them, by the way, when you get them, with fabric softener and fabric sheets in the dryer, and these things puff up like an inch thick. They're unbelievable. Put in your cart. Look at the total. Go to checkout. When you go to checkout, in the promo code box, put Trucker Randy, one word, no space. Hit apply. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of their inventory items. I think the slippers are like 80%. He's selling everything at a fire sale. That's the bottom line. So if you want that clickable link with the promo code and the 800 number, because you can't do it on a computer or on your phone, just text me my, M-Y. I put that my in that photo and that information in that link in my phone. Here's the deal. Oh, Cliff Tellini got the sheets. They are phenomenal. Amen, brother. You know what is so cool? I don't know how they do this. The sheets stay cool. The sheets up against your body stay cool. But I have my electric blanket on. Yes, I had it on last night. Since I've lost this weight, I freeze to death all the time. So the cool thing about it is the sheets stay cool. The pillow stays cool. I get them, take a hot shower, and I just touch my body with those towels, and bam, you're dry. It's unbelievable. So I'm getting text messages right now. Okay. Rita texting to get the info for the YouTube video about Neil Friske and what just happened to him. Heard from a friend not listening. Oh, okay. I was on the prayer call last night with Transformation Michigan. If any of you are on that weekly, nightly prayer call, you heard me give a report about the interview with Neil Friske. So, Rita, there you go. And thank you for giving me your name in your text because I didn't have you stored in my phone. Last digits 4664. Did not have you. Rita, Rita, what city or area are you listening to the show? I have no idea. Who quit the Onaway area school? Okay, just... Oh, no way. Mindy Horn, the superintendent of the Onaway School District. This is breaking news to me, folks, so I'm interrupting my planned segment here. The last school board meeting, Sherry LaFave spoke at public comment. She got up during public comment and she spoke. And she informed the public that she's officially running for school board. And when she gets elected to the school board, she was going to immediately begin investigating Mindy Horn for her absolute violation of the school board rules, bylaws, bring up an investigation into her, in her involvement as a superintendent, not an elected school board member, but as a superintendent, into all the illegal activities she's been doing against the school board. Well, guess what? I just got a screenshot. She, Mindy Horn, just resigned from the Onaway School District. Why? Because Sherry said, we're going to investigate you for insubordination. We're going to investigate you for sharing private emails with the public that should not have been shared. We are going to come after you. I will make it my mission in life to come after you for insubordination. When was that meeting? Today's Thursday. It was Tuesday, wasn't it? Well, guess what? Didn't take long for little Miss Mindy to see the light. Like Ronald Reagan used to say, if they don't see the light, make them feel the heat. Well, that's what Sherry LaFave did at the school board meeting. And today I'm getting word that she, Mindy Horn, has resigned. Good riddance. Bye-bye. In addition, she called for her immediate resignation on Tuesday. Just got a follow-up text. So, threatening her with insubordination, we're going to do an investigation. We're going to check your emails. We're going to call up your cell phone. We're going to do it all. And she called for her immediate resignation. Well, that was Tuesday. Today, she's resigning. Good riddance. God bless. Move on to your next woke community that you want to be a school superintendent for. Timing is everything, people. You see, this is what we're doing because of this show. You guys are doing this. I'm not doing it. You're doing it. When you go to these school board meetings, when you go to these city council meetings, when you go to these county commissioners meetings, when you go to your local township or village meetings, you have to hold these people accountable. And by the way, the interesting part of all this, you guys are telling others about how to do it. Well, I've been listening to this crazy Trucker Randy guy, and he tells us to go to our local meetings. I start going to local meetings. You know the crap they start pushing in these meetings? Oh, my God, I never realized it. Once you go and you watch the process, you go in, you walk in, you grab a piece of paper. It's called the agenda. You look at the agenda, you sit down. You see the entire meeting on a piece of paper. Every good chairman that has ever existed on planet Earth has a very good agenda lined up for his meetings. This is what we're going to do. Opening prayer, Pledge of Allegiance, public comment. Then we're going to get into new business, old business, minutes. We got to approve the minutes from the last meeting first. Then we get new business, old business. We discuss it. We table whatever. We vote. Secretary, are you taking all this down? Please read back the motion. Mr. Jones made the motion. Mrs. Smith seconded it. We held discussion. Now, if you will, Madam Secretary, please read the motion back. Why does the secretary read it back? Because she's the one that's got to make the minutes. You don't have the person making the motion read it back. You don't have the chair of the group read it back. The secretary reads it back. You learned that in my Robert's Rules of Order class. Now that she's got it written down exactly what the motion is, we have a vote. Madam Secretary, roll call vote, please. Here's the point. Put them on a roll call vote. Do not allow voice vote. When you yell out from the audience, which you're not supposed to do, call the question, the chair will understand what you're meaning. You call the question. Now, they'll attempt to do voice votes. Voice votes are absolutely okay, folks, if it's unanimous. You want to expedite the meeting? All in favor, say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Nobody speaks. Move on. But if anybody says a nay, roll call. That's all you got to say. Yell it from the cheap sheets, from the audience. The chairman will hate you. Too bad. So sad. Get over it. I took Randy's class on Robert's Rules of Order. I'm not part of the board. You're in your business meeting. I get it. But you can force them to follow parliamentary procedure with one or two words. Roll call. As soon as you say roll call, the chairman will go, well, you know what? Because we're divided, Madam Secretary, usually it's a woman. I'm sexist on secretaries. I love secretaries. Guys are not, in my opinion, detailed enough to be a secretary of any committee. For those of you who are, God bless you. I'm not going to take minutes. No, I got voice recorders. Anyway, bottom line, they read it, they vote, and you got them. You know exactly who voted for it and who voted against it. Period. End of story. It's that simple. I got a lot of sleep last night. Lots of energy, folks. Last segment, hour one. We'll be right back.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. The chairman of the Mackinac County Republican Party, Mike Garreau, is texting me about the debate. He said, Randy, who will be asking the questions? Mike, I'm asking the Republican County chairman to come and ask the questions. The chairs for the 105th, 106th, and 107th. That's the answer. Because I can't possibly expect the western part of the UP, Gogebic, Baraga, you know, Escanaba, the absolutely fantastic folks there in Delta County, other counties in the western part, Schoolcraft. I can't get those chairs to come all the way to Gaylord. So I think that why we have the 105th, 106th, and 107th House District debates following the Congressional First District, I'll just ask those chairs to ask the questions of the first, and then participate in the House District debates. Says, will you be recording this video so we can put it on our Facebook page? No. No, this is not going to be videotaped. I need bodies in the seats. You need to come to this event and bring your friends, your members of your county parties, anybody that's interested, the general public. Folks, this is open to the general public. Now, I am going to put a point of warning out. I will have Sergeant of Arms, big dudes there. One of them is going to be the next sheriff of Sheboygan County, John Studer. Lou Hitz from Mackinac. I will have Sergeant of Arms, and if you live communist, socialist idiots show up, you will be escorted out as soon as you expose yourself. And no, I don't mean flashing us with your body parts. When you stand up and ask your stupid question or you yell out and you're not following the rules of decorum, you will be tossed out on your head. And the landing will not be soft. So, warning, warning, liberal, you come and you cause problems, you're not going to like the way you land on the asphalt at the Ellison Place when my Sergeant of Arms toss you out on your head. This is for serious people wanting to hear serious answers to serious questions. And your crap's not going to be tolerated, period, end of story. Got it? You don't like what I just said? Go file a complaint with the FCC. Have a nice life. Change the channel. Stop listening to this show. I got so many liberals that texts me stupid stuff. I had one this morning, said, good show. Don't have them stored in my phone. My attorney said, Randy, stop responding to text messages that you don't have stored in your phone. If you call me or text me and you say your name and you're sitting, you listen to me, I'll store you in my phone. He said, great show. I said, thanks. You know what he came back with? A handmade little meme. You should end it like your dad. Cartoon drawing of a tree and a car running into it. Well, I came back with some trucker language and told him to basically duck off and have a nice life. And I blocked him from my phone. I get that kind of stuff all the time. You know what you do when you do that? You libs listening, I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing, laughing in my headset. I know who you are. No, I'm kidding, Devin. Anyway, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You motivate me. I live off of that. My energy level right now for this show is from your meme this morning. Our interaction, you texting me during my replay of yesterday's show. I got so ticked off, my blood pressure went up one point, and I said, yeah, baby, I'm going to have the best show of my life today. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about, but it's going to be good because of you, you idiot. So thank you for doing that. Because he's blocked now. I don't know the number. I don't see the meme. It's out. I moved on. It's in the past. Forget about it. Thing of it is, they're listening. They're listening, people. And the thing of it is that they say on these boards, Progress Michigan. Have you ever seen that blog post ever? Did you hear what that crazy SOB blah, 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 blah trucker Randy said on his show today? It's okay. Because you see, what we're going to do is we're going to work together. This is just the beginning, folks. When we get Rod Wheeler elected in Lake County as a county commissioner, Robert Heikkinen to represent the city of Sheboygan as Sheboygan County Commissioner, when we get Robert Crook in Presque Isle to defeat John the Communist Chepa, who basically is taking money from DTE for leasing 100 acres of his gentleman farm at $1,000 an acre, $100,000 a year for 20 years. John Chepa, a county commissioner, folks, got a golden parachute out of being on the commissioner's board in Presque Isle County. $2 million over the next 20 years will go into his estate. I don't know how old the guy is. He may not even live 20 more years, but his family is going to benefit $2 million for a solar panel farm in Presque Isle County. Chepa, you think you're Jack Bergman? You think you can become a millionaire from being an elected official? Yes, Randy, I did it. You dang right you did it. Man, I'm so fired up. Thank you, liberal idiot. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.